Mm-hmm. There's nothing right about it. Now, when my son went to college, it cost my oldest son, it cost about $10,000 to send him to get a Bachelor of Science degree. Well, my second son now started about, let's see, Danny started to college in 66, I believe it was, and Larry started to college in 74. And my second son has just got an associate degree, and I'd say I spent $8,000. That's how much it's went up. I spent at least $8,000 for him to get an associate degree.
So you spent $8,000 in 2 years on him and $10,000 in four.
That's right. That's what the cost of education is. And then when they get out, they can just barely make a living at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just barely a living.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to see something. And then they'll, just like a few years ago, the legislature passed a bill to give a teacher 6% raise. And then the governor, I think he signed it into law. And then here, a little later, they said, well, we can't do it. The money's not there. But they find money for everything else.
Mm-hmm. Education is always the first thing to go. Yeah.
They find money for everything else. Now, it's like we've been trying to get a four-lane highway up through here. They've been talking it for 10 or 15 years. Well, one of the highway men told me, says it's going to be lit the 1st of July. You might think I'm bitter Carter and the governor, but it took the money that was going to build this four lane up through here as bad as it's needed. Went down here to Cordell. We're going to go from Cordell to Albany. And they tell me there's no politics involved. But you can't tell me. Carter lives at Plains right on that road, and it's going to Albany.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Albany. You tell me there ain't no politics involved. And then they can't find, those same people can't find money to pay the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Those same people can't find money to pay the teachers. But they can find money to build a road right where they want it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of government. That's what's the matter with this country. The man, in other words, you've heard the saying that the tail wags the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say this is a government, our government, in all forms, is of the people, by the people. But when you elect a man, he is supposed to represent the people. When he gets in there and done his darn pleases, mm-hmm. He don't represent the people. He never goes and talks to the people. He might go talk to a few of the big shots, but he don't go out and talk to the common man.
Mm-hmm.
He don't go and talk to the common man. He goes talks to the big shot, the man that's got the money. The common man that bears the burden of the tax, they never consult him at all. See what he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a man with the money. And they put it from one pocket to another. I'm not accusing people of all of them being crooked.
Yeah.
But that's it. You know it and I know it. But the tail wags the dog. That's the phrase I get it. The first responsibility of the federal government, that was the reason that the federal government was formed, because mm-hmm. all of the 13 original states had their own government.
Mm-hmm.